Preaching of the gospel is a matter of proclaiming to men as truth from God that He has come to save poor sinners. Now I want to give you four facts. Fact number one, that all men are sinners. This is not difficult stuff, folks, unless you make it difficult. I'll tell you where it gets difficult, that you have to keep the commandments to be saved. Well, there's 5,000 in the Old Testament. I hope you have memorized them all. If that's your position, that you're going to keep the commandments, say, well, you know, the 12 commandments, the 10 commandments. You don't even know them. Everybody in here is a sinner, and you are helpless to save yourself. You cannot do it. Preaching the gospel is telling men and women that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is a perfect Savior for sinners. He is a perfect Savior for sinners, even the worst of sinners. I wonder if we have the worst of sinners in here today. Well, several hands went up. And I know those are converted hands, because no one raises their hand to be the chief of sinners unless the Spirit of God indwells them and they actually know what it means to be a sinner. Some of you have run the gamut in trespasses and sins, and you're sitting in here and you have no thought of you being a horrible person. I mean, you have done just about everything there is to do. But you're glad you found a place that would at least feed and clothe and shelter you. You're happy about that. But you don't like this church thing. You don't like being here. I guarantee you this. If that's your position today, you're not going to get much out of this. But if you're here and you're thinking to yourself, could God actually love me? Could God actually die in my room and God pay my debt at Calvary? And is God right now holding back those forces that would take my life and keep me from coming to Christ? Is God doing that? And kind of there's a wonder thing going on in the inside of you as I'm preaching. And you're going, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's love? Died He for me? Oh, I tell you, if you're talking that way, you're His. Amen. Amen. Preaching the gospel is telling men that God the Father and Christ the Son have promised that all who know themselves to be sinners and put their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior shall be received into favor, and none can cast them out. That is good to know. See, some of you are still in a position because what you've heard all your life, that you have to be good enough to go to heaven, that after you're converted, you have to hold out, you have to overcome, you can never relapse, you can never mess up. I can tell you right now, that's a fairy tale. That is insanity. And everybody in here knows who's been converted. You didn't last over 10 minutes. It wasn't long after you were converted that you were saying, was I really converted? Don't come and be trusting your Catholic baptism or your denominationalism or your priest or the hierarchy of some church. Don't come and trust Christ plus being a Baptist, a Catholic, a Methodist. You come to Christ alone. You know, I can tell you this. Miss Pam is the love of my life. I can tell you this, if I would go to her, you know, on a daily basis and go like that, you know, I really love all women. I wouldn't float her boat. Here's what I say to Christ. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. You are my redemption. You are my everything. I have all my cookies in one basket. I'm trusting you and trusting you alone. You think about this. You're a sinner and cannot save yourself. And here's what Christ says. Come unto me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Who said that? Christ said that. You know, the God of the Bible is he's a condescender God. Oh, yeah. I mean, that he would even speak to us, you know, he had to condescend. You know, he has to come down to your level. I mean, why would God speak to you, crackhead? Why would God speak to you, running around, whoring around? Why would God speak to you, drunk or a skunk? Why would a holy God... How does that work? Is God counting on you, or does God count on himself? How wonderful it is, and what a condescending thing it is for God to look you square in the eye and say, come to me. Come to me. This is not the invitation of a weak, puny God, but a sovereign God who commands you to come to him.